Once upon a time, there was a rabbit called Mr. Bunsey. He lived with his best friend, Rutty Rupert, in a little house near a village called Ferrybottom. And they were very happy. They would play all day, but when they were not playing, they liked to eat things like lettuces and carrots and cheese, which was Rutty Rupert's favourite. Mr. Bunsey's house was near to Farmer Fred's field. Farmer Fred's field was full of green lettuces. One day, Mr. Bunsey was not full of lettuces. He was not full of anything. This did not seem fair.
Here I am again, then. Only this time it's... Well, this time there's more at stake. Much more. Eh, Dangerous Beans? Times like this, I really have to remind myself who I am. My name is Morris, and I am a cat. Actually, I should say, my name is Morris, and I am a dead cat. And were you anyone but yourself, Dangerous Beans, you would say, hang on, wait a minute, cats can't talk, known fact. Dead cats even less so. And you'd be right. Except if you happen to be the only cat in the whole of Ankh-Morpork who'd once lived on a rubbish dump right next to a university full of wizards. And them wizards, well, they throw out all sorts of old magical stuff, don't they? And so, well, we know what happened now. I changed one day. Somehow, I stopped being just a cat and became a cat who knew he was a cat. And then, not long after that, there was this rat. Well, you know the story, Dangerous Beans. Peaches tells it often enough. There she was in the rubbish dump, doing what rats do, eating, whittling and whatnot. But she hadn't seen me, and I was just about to pounce, I really was. But she turned round and looked at me, and she said...
Can we talk about this?
And I thought, I can't eat someone who can talk. Well, not until I found out what they've got to say. And from that moment on, as you know, the world suddenly became full of possibilities.
The Amazing Morris and His Educated Rodents by Terry Pratchett. Dramatised for radio by Peter Kerry. With Harry Myers as Morris, Tom George as Keith, David Tennant as Dangerous Beans, and introducing Annie Rowe as Melissia.
That is right, Mr. Highwayman. A whole load of rats have just run up your trouser leg. Call it a lesson for trying to rob us.
You're a cat!
Did I say talk? I don't think I did. Good. Quick learner. What do you think, Peaches? He's had a busy night. Got a lot of valuables in them bags of his.
Oh. That would be stealing, Morris.
Peaches is right, Morris.
You're a human, kid. What would you know?
We will leave them, Morris.
All right. In that case, let's steal his horse.
Either way, we shouldn't hang around. We can't stay here all night.
That's right. You can't stay here all night, huh?
Then it's settled. You, Mr. Highwayman. First of all, I want you to fire a crossbow into the air. Nice one. Now, I want you to get down off your horse. That's it. One leg over. And lower yourself ever so gently. Here we go. All right, people, abandon trousers. Right, Mr. Highwayman. I suggest you run. Run as fast as you can.
Smells great in there. I want to go back.
He seemed nice.
You'd said I was amazing, Dangerous Beans. The Amazing Morris, you said. I never meant to be amazing, it just happened. Suddenly, I was a talking, thinking cat. Anyway, I started hanging out with you guys. You and Peaches and Ham and Pork, Dark Tan and Sardines and everyone. But in them days, you was dumb. Clever, but dumb. So I started formulating my plan. Then one day, I'm wandering through the city, and I knew this was the one. There he was, the stupid-looking kid, playing his pipe with a hat on the ground in front of him. He was good too. So I said...
Hey, stupid-looking kid!
Who said that?
Down here! That's it! Hey? Yes, I'm a cat! How'd you like to make your fortune?
Simple as that. And it worked too, my plan. For ages it worked. We was making some real money until we came to... Well, that day after we'd met the highwayman.
I'll let the horse go now, shall I?
Look, there it is, down in the valley.
Off you go then, boy.
What a lovely looking little town. What did you say it was called?
Says Bad Blintz on the finger post. Hang on, I'll look it up in the guidebook.
Has someone started digging the hole to hide the money yet? Oh, so that's our next target, is it? Very picture skew, if you like fretwork.
It's called Bad Blintz. We shouldn't be going there if it's bad.
Absolutely not.
No, you got it all wrong. Bad is just the forum for Bath, see?
So it's really called Bath Blintz.
No. They call it Bath because they got a bath, see? Very backward place.
Is that true, Morris?
Ah, dangerous beams. Always nice to know you're on the ball. But yes, it's amazing the stuff I know for a cat.
It doesn't say anything about it in the guidebook.
Then it's obviously a rubbish guidebook.
No, it says it's got hot springs from underground, it's got pockets of natural gas which sometimes flare.
Look, go and practice, will you, kid? I want to talk to the rats.
Okay.
Now, listen, everybody. This is a nice and almost certainly rich little town. So what we'll do... Oh, great. Yes, peaches.
Dangerous Beans and I have been talking.
Have you? Have you really?
Yes, we have.
And we wondered, do we need to keep on doing this?
Well, I don't, certainly. Cat and my talents. And the kid don't, him being a musician and all. But some of you, as I understand it, have this idea of going to an island and starting up this rat civilization, right? Which is very, you know, admirable. But for that, you need... What did I tell you that you need?
Money, Morris, but...
Money. That's right. And what can you get with money? Begins with a B.
Boats, Morris, but...
Boats, exactly. And tools, and food, and all sorts. Sheesh, I don't know what you lot would do without... Anyone?
You, Morris, the amazing Morris.
Me?
Yes, but what we think is...
Good. Glad we got that sorted. Oh, yippee.
What Dangerous Beans means is that all this stealing grain and taking cheese and so on is not morally right.
It's what rats do.
But we feel we shouldn't. We feel we should be making our own way in the world.
We think that this should be the last time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes, this shall be the last time we do the plague of rats trick, and that's final.
When last I looked, Dangerous Beans... Ham and Pork was the leader, not you.
Who? Did someone say my name? What's going on? I wasn't asleep. I defy you to tell me I was asleep.
We were just saying we think this should be the last time, sir.
You think, eh? I don't hold with thinking, as you know. I thought we was going on a boat somewhere.
Give me strength.
That's what we're saying, sir. We've got plenty of money now.
We have. Haven't we, Morris?
Well, when you say plenty...
Then it's settled. What do you think, sir? Shall this be the last time?
No, I don't like thinking, but I say we get our boat. One last job!
Yeah, one last job!
Come on,
one last job!
All right. Kid!
Yeah?
Come back over here.
Have we decided what we're doing?
Looks like it. All right. If this is going to be the last one, let's make it the big one, eh? Maximum squeaking and making faces at people and whittling on foodstuffs, okay?
We don't think that whittling on people's food... Well, I suppose that is the last time.
Let's leave them amazed. They think they've seen rats in Bad Blintz. After they've seen us, they'll be making up stories.
You think the others will be okay? Morris? Morris?
Be a bit careful when you talk to me. There's people around and our whole plan kind of hinges on the fact that animals can't talk, remember?
Sorry.
Just pick me up and sit me on your lap like you're making a big fuss over your ick or pussycat, all right? There's a red-haired girl keeps staring at us.
Where?
Over there. So go on then.
All right. There we go. Ick or wickle pussy.
Oh, careful. I've still got them, you know.
Sorry.
It's all right. She's gone. Now, what was you saying?
Just wondered if the others will be okay.
What? Finding their way down the sewers? They're rats. They'll be as happy as pigs in you-know-what. About the only thing they do get happy about these days, ingrates. Something ain't right. Today's obviously a market day, right? See the stalls?
So?
So, where's all the food? A few saucepans for sale and that, but where's the nosh?
Yeah. There should be fat women selling chickens and people selling sweets for the kids. And there should be bread and cheeses and men with ham and sausages. There should be at least one cake
stall. Kid, the question was rhetorical, OK?
And there should be clowns and, you know, weasel jugglers.
Weasel jugglers?
There's nothing like that. In fact, there's hardly anything to buy. Thought you said this town was rich, Morris.
It looked rich. All those big fields in the valley, all those boats on the river.
The people look poor. Hey!
What?
That sign, over there. Rats wanted dead. 50 pence per tail. Apply to the rat catchers. Care of the rat house. Morris, what...
Look, a rat house is just another word for a government building, right?
Okay, but half a dollar per tail.
Is good news. It just means they really want to be rid of their rats here.
Yeah, but that might mean our rats might be in more danger.
Our rats? Don't make me laugh. They face worse than this place. Come on, let's take a look around.
Peaches, if you would do the honours, let there be light. And thus we control the dark. Is the book with you, Peaches?
Always.
Perhaps you would read some to me.
Come on! Come on! Out of the way!
It's Hammond Book.
See, you've lit it then.
Yes, sir.
Although why you'd want to bother dangerous beans completely beats me.
Not again.
As I have said on previous occasions, sir, I am not completely blind. I can tell the difference between light and dark.
Darkness was good enough for our parents. It should be good enough for us. Setting fire to a candle is just a waste of food.
Look.
With the flame, sir, we make a statement to the darkness. It is good that you are prepared to drag it everywhere with us. It is a great comfort to me. It is the way things could be.
I know. I'll just... open it. Mr. Bunsey has an adventure. Now then, where were we? Never go into the dark wood, my friend, said Ratty Rupert. There are bad things in there.
And what is the picture? There must be a picture.
There is.
And?
It's Ratty Rupert pointing to the dark wood. He's drawn his sword.
Oh, you see, this book shall be an inspiration to me until the day I die. Such pictures, visions.
You've never seen the pictures, Dangerous Beans.
You describe them so well. I see them in my head. Animals on their hind legs, wearing clothes. Ratty Rupert with his hat and his sword and his watch on a chain.
It never really worked for us, though, did they? Clothes, I mean.
Darktan has his tool belt. All the Trap Squad do.
Yes, but they're practical. I mean, clothes, like humans wear. Remember when we tried making waistcoats? It took days to bite out the pattern and the buttons were frankly really...
I know all that, but I'm talking about the ideas. In the book, the rats can talk to humans. And humans treat rats just like smaller humans. They don't put down poison or traps, do they?
It's not likely to happen, though, is it, Dangerous Beans?
So everyone says. Hence the island.
Oh, come on, Jack. Come on.
Come on.
Well, funny rat catchers.
They obviously thought so.
No. I mean, I sneaked a look at one of them so-called rat tails. I reckon it was a bootlace. Quick, juicy voice, emergency. This is not a drill.
Right. Ickle, putty tat.
What? What is it?
That girl, the red-haired one. She's staring at us again.
Ickle putty tat. Isn't he lovely?
Yeah. I thought she'd gone.
She keeps coming back.
Morris, she's coming over.
You're new, aren't you? Come looking for work, I expect. Probably got sacked from your last job. Probably you fell asleep and things got spoiled. Or you ran away because your master beat you with a big stick, although you probably deserved it for being lazy. And you probably stole the cat. But you've gone mad with hunger because you were talking to it. And everyone knows cats can't talk. Can you, Puss?
I can't say a single word.
Ha!
Maurice!
Damn! I just fell for the oldest trick in the Talking Cat book.
I knew it. Hmm. I bet you were apprenticed to a wizard, weren't you, boy? That sounds about right. You were apprenticed to a wizard, but you fell asleep and let the cauldron of bubbling green stuff boil over, and he threatened to turn you into
Gerbil.
Gerbil, thanks. So you ran away with his talking cat, right?
Well, actually,
it is a fair cop. It looks like you got us banged to rights, but society is to blame.
Maurice?
Well, it's as good an explanation as any.
Right, you two better come with me.
Why should we?
Because if you don't, I'll scream. And you wouldn't want me to scream. People listen to me when I scream.
All right, line up! Attention! Number 3 platoon, you are on whittling duty.
Oh, we're always on whittling.
That's because you're good at it, my lad. Nothing puts humans off their food more than seeing rats have been there before. Now, go and get a good drink of water. Yeah. No one is to move into position until the trap squad give the all clear. Number 1 platoon, you know the drill. Lots of cheeky stuff. Stealing the food out of the cart's bowls. Pies from under the cook's noses.
Stealing the false teeth from the old men's mouths, right, boss?
Oh, that was a fluke, sardines. Oh, and easy on the tap dancing, okay? We're not in that theatre of yours now.
I've just got these. Dancing feet, boss.
Yes. Go on, a lot of you. Right, the rest of you. The trap squad. Now, you know it all by now, but just remember, this is a new town, which means plenty of new traps and poisons, but we learn fast, don't we? What mouse don't we want to be like?
The first mouse.
What mouse do we want to be like?
The second mouse.
Because?
The second mouse gets the cheese.
Why?
What? Who said that? Come here. What's your name?
Nourishing, sir.
Are you new to the trap squad?
Yes, sir. Used to be with the Whittler, sir, till I started getting embarrassed.
Right then, the lesson beginneth. Squad, what did the first mouse get?
The trap!
See? Which is why the second mouse got the cheese. Here endeth the lesson. Stick with me, Nourishing. We'll look after you. All right, people, let's move out!
Sit down. You'll want something to eat.
But you said everybody was starving.
They are.
Which is why we keep what little we have in here. You can't trust anybody. And the rats steal 100 times what they eat.
That can't be true. See, most rats... Ow!
Sorry. Accidentally scratched you, did I?
There's fish heads and some milk that hasn't quite gone hard.
Well, I...
Not you, squid for brains. It sounds good, miss.
What about your human?
He'll eat any old scraps.
Bread and sausage?
Oh, I shouldn't take your food if everyone's starving.
My father says it'd reflect badly on the town if we weren't hospitable. He's the mayor. There you go, Kitty.
Kitty? Oh, well, in for a penny.
So, you're a magical cat, then?
Oh, yeah. Magical.
Probably belonged to a witch who lived in a gingerbread cottage.
That's right.
I was a wizard a few minutes ago.
Ow! Sorry. What's your name, miss?
Melissa. And what about you, boy? Have you got a name?
Me?
You're not the third and youngest son of a king, are you? If your name starts with Prince, that's a definite clue.
I think it's Keith.
You never said you had a name.
Never asked.
Keith? It's not very promising. Where's the mystery?
It's the name they gave me when I was found.
A foundling! Now that's better. I'll get you that sausage.
We picked up a weirdo.
You were stolen away at birth, I expect. You probably are the rightful king of somewhere. You were probably found on a doorstep, yes?
I was, yes.
Someone's learning.
See, I'm always right.
Is he, eh?
Well, when I said easy, I meant...
You want to disarm this trap?
Not really, Darkton.
Very wise. I'll do it, shall I?
If you wouldn't mind, sir.
But you can talk me through it. How'd that be?
Permission to rejoin the whittling squad, sir.
Permission denied. First thing is to jam the spring. But for that, I have to wedge the main trigger. Yes?
Sounds about right.
If it sounds about right, then I'll just, There. Now, where was I? Oh, yes.
There's a little bar and a catch. What should I do now, Miss Nourishing? Things are creaking here, Miss Nourishing.
You wedged the thingy.
Now, which one is the thingy? Take your time. Oh, whoops, this bit of metal is wobbling, but don't let me hurry you anymore.
But you wedged the thingy. The thingy.
All fixed. I've clipped it firm. Nourishing?
She's fainted, sir.
Yeah. When she comes to, she'll have learned it's crucial in the trap business to be definite or be dead. The second mouse gets the cheese. Here endeth the lesson. Now, lower me down, and we can pull this thing out of the way.
Come here, you little...
Help! Help me, boss!
What's your sardines? How's tricks?
Other than being chased by a mad girl with a frying pan, perfect, boss.
Leave him alone!
Ow! Are you mad? It's a rat! The only good rat is a dead rat. Oh, now you're mine!
I'm begging you, miss! No!
I mean it! Oh. Give that... Here!
Thanks, boss.
Sorry, but you really weren't listening.
I'm begging you, miss. It's a talking rat.
The light dawns.
Of course it's a talking rat. Sardines is one of ours.
Ow, Maurice!
Oh, sorry, I'm all claws today. Don't know what's come over me.
One of yours?
How do you do, miss? Ta-da!
I think it goes like this. The rat is a magical rat, and he's not the only one. And they're friends with a cat. So why should a cat and a rat be friends? Some kind of arrangement, right? Don't tell me.
Huh?
I shouldn't think anyone ever has to tell you anything.
It's something to do with plagues of rats. You lot got together with Thingy here.
Keith.
Who's a musician. And you go from town to town and he pretends to be a rat piper. And you all follow him out, right? And it's a big swindle.
Bang to rights, boss.
You bet it is. Give me one reason why I shouldn't call out the watch.
Well,
Because you like stories.
So?
Bet you got lots of storybooks.
Yes, yes. So? You've got a problem with that, Tiddles?
None at all. What I'm saying is, call the watch and you'll never find out how this story ends.
It'll end with you going to prison and us not having all our food stolen.
Oh, that isn't us. We only got here this morning.
Well, some rats have been stealing all the food. It hasn't just vanished.
Actually, they haven't, boss.
What?
There's no rats in this city. Other than us, boss. And like the kid boss said, boss, we only got here this morning.
You're telling me there's no plague? At all?
Honest. There's rat runs all over the place. A few dead rats, only kikis. Lots of poison, loads of traps, but no rats.
Except you trained rats.
They prefer educated rodents. The clan call ordinary rats kikis.
Right.
And another thing. Your rat catchers are wandering round pretending the bootlaces they got are rats' tails. Which is a little bit sus, if you ask me. So, right now, you've got a choice. You can call the watch, or you can find out what happens next.
Hello? Felicia?
Right on cue.
What?
The door's locked.
Yes?
Well, can I come in?
Why?
Well, it is my house, and I am your father, and the mayor, actually, and I need the official seal. The rats have gone completely out of control. I need to send for help.
Hang on. Quick, go out across the backyard. Get up into the hayloft, over the stables. I'll bring you some food. I know exactly how this sort of thing goes.
Feeling better, Nourishing?
Yes, thank you, sir.
Good.
Sir, I can smell something strange.
Yeah. It's that natural gas the kid was talking about. If it gets any stronger than this, people, don't light any matches.
Yes, sir.
Yep. You go on ahead, Nourishing. Now you know what to look for. Fresh, go with her.
Yes, sir. Come on, Fresh. Come on.
Meantime, let's the rest of us make use of our new technology, shall we? Behold, the map. So, Imbrine, seen to that poison two tunnels back?
Yes, sir.
So we mark it. See what type?
Grey number two. Found trays of number one and number three as well, sir. Lots of them.
Now, you can survive number one if you're sensible. Remember that, all of you. And if you ever eat number three...
There's lots of poison dark tap.
All right, Imbrine, calm down.
More than I've seen before. Rat bones all over the place, old ones. It's like they were wiped out a long time ago.
All right, all right. Now, important safety tip. Don't eat a dead rat unless you know what it died of. Otherwise, you'll die of it too.
Dangerous Bean says we shouldn't eat each other anyway, even if we're dead.
Yes, well, Dangerous Bean doesn't know the reality of the tunnel sometimes. Besides, you know what they say? If he's dead, he's bred, but...
Don't eat the green wobbly bit.
Exactly. Here endeth the lesson.
Sir.
What is it, Nourishing?
We found a trap, sir. Fresh walked right into it. Please come.
It's not your night tonight, is it, young female? Come on, show me.
Look, are you up there or not?
What? Oh, yes, we're here.
Then why didn't you answer the secret knock?
We didn't know it was a secret knock.
Oh, where's Morris?
Over there eating someone.
It's not someone. It was a mouse. It's not someone unless it can talk. And you heard me ask, kid. You heard me in a very clear voice tell it that if it could talk, I would let it go free. And it just squeaked. You heard.
So where's Sardines, then?
Gonna find the others.
If it talks, it's free. If it squeaks, it's food.
He gets a bit touchy about it.
So I can see.
Has your father gone?
Yes, back to the council. Apparently your tame rats are really upsetting people. He's going to send for a rat piper. A real one.
Oh, yeah?
And he's sent for Blunkett and Spears, too, for a report on their progress. They're the rat catchers. And you know what that means, don't you?
Pretend we don't.
It means we can break into their shed and solve the mystery of the bootlace rat tails. Of course, if we were four children and a dog, well, it would be much more satisfying.
See what I'm saying? Weird.
Shh.
But we'll have to make do with what we've got. Come on, we better get going. Come on!
This way, Doctor.
Right.
Everyone seems very edgy, Doctor. But this isn't like anywhere we've been before, is it?
No, it's not. Too much poison, too many traps. And no Kiki's alive or dead. I don't like it.
Just around this corner. Here it is, sir. Here's fresh.
All right, light the candles. Let's have a look.
Yes, sir.
Good God.
That's fresh. Or it was, till he found the trap.
Some sort of squasher. Hold the candle up, I'm going to take a closer look.
Sir.
Yes, he'll have come down to the edge to have a drink of water and squelch.
The others are getting scared, Doctor.
I know. Something's not right here. Now listen to me, Nourishing. We have to make sure they don't panic. They do, they panic as Kikis. And these tunnels are no place for a terror...
Apart from us.
Just need to look in my bag. Ha! Here we are.
Lockpicks, right?
Hairpins.
Hairpins? You're going to try and pick that lock with hairpins?
Why not? It worked in the Seventh Wife of Greenbeard. When Messalina broke out of his room of terror and stabbed him in the eye with a frozen herring. It's a fairy story. Oh, stay there. I'll call you over when I'm in.
That was a fairy story.
They've got some bad fairies round here. Listen, kid, you may as well sit down. We're here for the duration. There's no way she's going to open that padlock with a hairpin.
I'm in. Come on.
What's Dangerous Beans doing over there?
He's trying to communicate with it. Her.
A Kiki? Can he?
We were all Kikis once. He's the best at it.
Darktown found her in one of the tunnels, in a box. A sort of trap.
A trap for catching rats live? But what's the point?
I don't know, but there were lots of them there.
Now, we've explored the town, sir. There's lots of the kind traps, as well as the killer ones. There's poison all over the place. It's mostly quite old, and no live rats. Except for our new friend. I sniffed around a bit where I found her, and I smelled rats. Lots of rats.
Kiki's alive? All in one place?
Smells that way. What should we do, sir?
I have communicated with her.
And what did it, she, say?
Lots of things, lots of things. Many rats. Humans fear crowded, food, and something else. Something odd, strange. She's frightened of us because we're strange rats, but she smells relieved. We're not what she's used to.
Humans?
I don't think so.
Obviously, I need to take a squad down to where she's been. All right, I want volunteers.
Hey, I'm the leader here. I say what goes.
Yes, sir, but that's...
I said I say what goes.
Fine, sir. And you know how to make all the traps safe, do you?
No, but I can tell you to.
And you will tell me which levers to leave alone and which bits to wedge open, will you? Because if not, I suggest you leave it all to me.
That is not the way to talk to a superior rat. Are you challenging me?
I'm simply
with saying... respect. With respect. This isn't achieving anything. Doctor.
Obviously, as leader, you must give the orders.
You aren't going to fight me?
No. I respectfully suggest that we investigate this.
Yes, certainly we will investigate this. And I will lead the investigation. I am the leader!
Found anything?
This is not right. I didn't expect this at all.
Looks like a rat catcher said to me. Benches, chairs, lots of rat skins hanging up. Piles of traps, a couple of dog muzzles. Ooh! And look at all these different rat poisons, which they keep right between the tea caddy and the sugar. Bit risky, if you ask me. All you got to do is pick up the wrong packet by accident and suddenly it's goodnight to Phoebe.
I was expecting something horrible yet interesting. Some ghastly clue.
Does there have to be a clue?
Of course. Look, there are two types of people in the world. Those who have the plot and those who haven't. Hang on.
What did you do that for?
I thought the chair's leg might be attached to some mechanism that would open the door to the secret passage. Everyone look for the secret passage.
Well, I suppose there has to be one.
Yes! Otherwise, there's no point. And it's usually heavily disguised. For instance, I'm going to lean against this wall nonchalantly. There'll be a click, a panel will open, and I'll fall through it by accident. Here goes.
Didn't seem to work.
At least I'm being constructive.
Why is there a rat hole here?
What?
Well, this is a rat catcher's shed and it smells of dogs and poison and it's got traps in it. Why would a rat burrow through the wall here?
Of course! That always works in stories. It's the stupid person comes up with a good idea by accident.
Hmm?
Out of the way!
Oh!
Yes, there's a little lever here. Oh, it's a bit stiff, but...
Kid!
I thought something like that might happen.
Shut Hammond Pork!
What?
We're going too fast!
I say how fast we go!
There might be traps we haven't checked!
Halt! Halt, everybody! See, I gave the order.
Yes, sir.
I don't like it here.
Me neither. I think we're close to those Kikis. It'd be a good idea if most of us stay here.
I am...
On your say-so, sir. I suggest a few of us go ahead to sniff them out. Sardines?
Yes, boss?
Look lively. You're coming with me.
So am I.
Oh, of course.
Keith, there's a ladder here. Why didn't you use it?
Unable to on account of falling past. But don't worry, I'm not hurt much. I landed on some sacks.
Good. Morris, shall I carry you down?
Shall I scratch your eyes out?
Well, how else are you going to get...
I'm a cat. Just watch. Quetzalcoatl!
Ow!
What do you want to stand there for?
Have you found anything? Whoa.
Not much. Apart from the grain in these sacks. Oh, and those sausages hung up there.
Hundreds of them.
And the smoked meat and the bins of vegetables.
It's full of food!
That's what I sort of meant.
Aha! We were told that the rats had taken it. I see it all now. The rat catchers get everywhere. They know all the sewers and the cellars, and to think those thieves got paid out of our taxes. Right, I'm going straight to the watch.
I'm suspicious.
Why?
Well, I wouldn't trust the rat catchers here if they told me the sky was blue. Yet they pinched all the food and said it was the rats, honest. But everyone believed them.
No, People found empty egg baskets and gnawed bones and rat, you know, droppings.
But Sardine said they couldn't find any rats, so where would the droppings come from?
They'll have found them from somewhere. They're obviously very clever.
The rat catchers? Do me a favour. If it was raining meatballs, they wouldn't be able to find a fork. Now, this is too clever, but... Hang on.
Shh. What is it?
Supper, I expect. Yeah, gotcha. Ow. Now, my friend, fair warning. If you can talk, talk now. If not...
Will you get off me, you blithering idiot, boss?
Sardines! Sorry, I did check.
I got a hat on.
Look, I asked if you could talk, OK? They heard me, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah, all right. Never mind that. Hammond Port wants you now.
Hammond Port wants me.
You've got to come now. This is seriously evil.
Seriously evil? I didn't know what seriously evil was until that day. See, cats ain't evil by and large. They just are what they are. Anyway, if I'd known what was down there, well, I'd never have gone. But you only live once, as they say. Well, you do, Dangerous Beans, which is pretty much my problem right now.